208. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. Chad Hartman's off today. My name's Chris Seggert. I do the news on Channel 5. Earlier in the show, if you missed it, we talked had a nice conversation with one of Tim Walz's former coaching mates. He was the head coach at Mankato West when Tim Walz was an assistant. His name's Rick Sutton. He's a co-coach down at Farmington right now, and you can catch that right now on the Chad Hartman podcast page if you want to go back and listen to that. And it was an interesting conversation with him. Talked a lot about the qualities of Tim Walz as a coach and less about Tim Walz as a politician. A little bit of backstory to kind of maybe understand the character a little bit more. Joining us now on the phone is Tom Hauser, the chief political reporter with Five Eyewitness News and my fellow St. Thomas football fan, on the phone today to talk a little bit more about Governor Walz and sort of what we can expect over the next couple days. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you, Chris.
I want to talk a little bit about message we've heard so far. They've basically been giving the same speech in their last several appearances.
Yes, they have. And that's going to be pretty standard, something we're not used to hearing here in Minnesota, unless you really pay attention as a political nerd like me, because we have not had a Minnesotan on the national ticket for either of the major parties in 40 years, since Walter Mondale ran for president in 1984, and before that for vice president. And so it's what you're going to see from Tim Walz is him delivering the same speech city after city after city after city. Kamala Harris, the same speech in each of these cities, because they're trying to stick with the message. They're trying to stay on message, repeat it in market after market after market, so it ends up on local television news, so it gets to the people who maybe don't watch cable news or network news, and that is pretty common. You're going to see less of that with Donald Trump, who tends to speak off the cuff and riff, and almost like he's doing a stand-up act, and you never know where he's going to go. A lot of the bullet points he gets to are the same, but it's not a scripted format. The news conference he is currently engaged in at this moment would be an example of that.
So I'm glad you brought this up, Tom, because a lot of local people who've been paying attention in the news the last couple of days, I know a lot of the TV stations, including us, have been carrying these speeches they've been making, and it definitely, you tell it's the same speech. That's not that unusual. What's unusual is we're covering it in a different way because we've got Tim Walz there and he's our governor. So this, what is typically would be a national story, sort of become a local story. And that's why, you know, you've been hearing this again. If you wouldn't mind, Tom, I know one of the big criticisms that's been coming from the Trump-Vance ticket is that you've got Kamala Harris and you've got Tim Walz, and Walz, in fairness to him, has just joined the ticket. But Harris herself not sitting down and doing some kind of a formal interview with someone. Why is that important?
Well, it's important because it's the only way to get them away from the choreography that they're doing, which are all of these scripted appearances where they control the entire message. Nobody has been allowed to ask either of them any questions yet. Now, again, in fairness to Governor Walz, he's been on the ticket since Tuesday. It is currently Thursday. But Kamala Harris has been running for much longer, 2.5 weeks, something like that. And what you're going to see now, and what we've seen the last couple of days, and you'll see over the next few days, is J.D. Vance, Donald Trump's running mate, and Trump himself, who is doing a live news conference right now as we speak, taking questions from reporters. J.D. Vance, when he was in Eau Claire yesterday, gave a speech at this private event at a manufacturing plant, and then he took questions from local reporters and national reporters. He did it the day before that in Philadelphia when I was out there covering the Harris-Walz campaign stop. J.D. Vance had already been there earlier in the day, again taking questions. And what they're trying to do is point out that, look, at Trump and Vance will take questions from the media, regardless of what the questions are, hard questions or easy questions. And so far, the Harris-Walz campaign is not doing that.
Take me inside a little bit. I'm thinking of Stephanopoulos. George Stephanopoulos with ABC interviewed President Biden. I think he was the first person to get an interview after the debate debacle. From what you know about how that works, Tom, before the president or vice president to sit down and agree to some kind of an interview like that, are there any ground rules that are set, or do they go in basically thinking they could be asked anything?
Well, generally, any self-respecting journalist will say, I can ask anything I want. You don't have to answer, but I get to ask the question. I have never given somebody, sometimes you'll get politicians or others who will ask for the questions in advance. And I go, I won't give you questions in advance. I might give you topic areas that I know I'm going to hit on, but and I'm not going to restrict myself to those, because I may send those to you on Tuesday and the interview is on Wednesday, and then the world may change in those next 24 hours, and then I reserve the right to ask about another topic. But I don't give questions. I'm sure George Stephanopoulos does not give questions. At least I would assume he does not. And most of the people who conduct those interviews do not give questions or agree to not ask about certain things.
I just wanted you to point that out, because I think there is a perception in the public that those sorts of things are all prearranged and they're not going to ask them any tough questions, and it's going to be friendly confines. But that is not the case.
You may recall there was a dust up during the 2016 campaign where the DNC was said to be kind of in cahoots with the Hillary Clinton campaign to make sure that she won, and there were some I forget all the details, but there were she was getting some questions for a debate or something, maybe in advance. I can't remember all the details, but I remember that became a huge controversy because that just isn't done. I remember Donna Brazile was involved in that and had to apologize later. And yeah, that in terms of journalists, though, that is just not something we do, or certainly not something we should do, something I would never do.
Yeah, I appreciate you pointing that out, Tom. So what's next here? We've got the Democratic convention, what, in a couple of weeks in Chicago?
Yes, the 19th to the 22nd, and that is going to be, you know, this has kind of been Tim Walz's coming out party as the VP candidate this week. But he'll really, be seen by many, many Americans, likely on the Wednesday of that convention. The interesting thing is, and I don't know how this is going to work, as the head of the Democratic Governors Association, he is also was asked to be the chairman of the Rules Committee for the convention. So now I don't know if he's handed those responsibilities off to someone else. But even before he was elevated to the VP running mate position, he was already scheduled to have a primetime speech on that Monday night of the convention. I don't know if that is still the case. All of this is still so brand new. We really don't know. And one thing I just want to mention for the viewers and listeners of WCCO, but the viewers of KSTP, tonight Eric Chaillou will be taking a look at this Donald Trump news conference. One of the things he said about Tim Walz was that Tim Walz supports abortion after birth. Of all the untruths and outright lies and misinformation I have heard on the campaign trail, that might be the worst. And he said that today. I don't know where that came from, but Tim Walz has never said, I support abortion after birth. Eric Chaillou is going to be breaking some of that down tonight while I'm taking a look at the military records of Tim Walz and J.D. Vance. So there's going to be a lot to cover, as you know, over the next 90 days. But those are a couple of things to look for today.
Well, and I would say a lot of that stuff that's going around is getting generated on social media. And I know, Tom, you spend a fair amount of time on Twitter like I do, too. I think it's important that we're fact checking some of that stuff, because I think there's a lot of untruth going around on social media. I would also say I feel like, as far as the people drawing their line in the sand, it seems like the Republican or the Democrat base people who maybe didn't know about Tim Walz, gauging what I'm seeing on social media, seem pretty excited about him. America's Dad, that whole kind of deal. And I see a lot of the people on the right side of it, which you would expect, attacking his record and, you know, accusing him of being about as far left as you could be. Does he change anybody's mind? Does Tim Walz make a difference to the undecided voter? Because isn't that kind of who we're talking to, or that, you know, that everyone's trying to target right now?
I don't think there's going to be a huge impact. I know the Harris campaign is hoping that this Midwestern folksy governor can win them over, maybe some converts, some independents in rural areas of the country. But, you know, you got to look, even here in Minnesota, Governor Walz, because he has gone progressively to the left in the way he has governed, largely because the legislature is way to the left and they have pulled him over with them. His approval rating in Minnesota in our last KSTP Survey USA poll was 56%, but in rural Minnesota, it's 44%. Mm-hmm. So that is a big difference. And I don't know, as people out in rural America learn more about some of the legislation Governor Walz has signed into law, that he is going to be considered, you know, somebody who's going to attract a lot of votes in those areas. That's going to be one of the really interesting things, is to see how the Trump campaign and the Vance campaign try to portray and define Tim Walz in those areas where Donald Trump is generally very popular.
We've got Tom Hauser with 5 Eyewitness News on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line, 651-461-9226, if you'd like to weigh in. Tom, did have one question come in here from one of the listeners, if I could ask you about, not to put you on the spot, but we do have the primary election that's coming up on the 13th. What are a couple headlines that stand out for you on the primary?
Well, you know, it's going to be the biggest one, I think, is going to be Ilhan Omar against Don Samuels. Mm-hmm. This is very under the radar because of everything else that's going on with the presidential race and Biden and the assassination attempt. And but the big one to look at is the Ilhan Omar, Don Samuels. As you know, a couple of members of the so-called squad in D.C. have recently lost their primaries, and largely over the Palestinian issue. I don't know if that, how that's going to come to play here, but Don Samuels came very close to beating Ilhan Omar 2 years ago. And so that's one that we're going to be watching, because whoever wins that will go on to win the general election. And then, of course, there's the U.S. Senate primary between Royce White, who is the endorsed candidate, and Joe Frazier. That is going to be really interesting because some of the record of Royce White, his campaign finance issues, and some other issues that he has faced. Those are two of the bigger ones we'll be watching, along with a lot of legislative primaries as well. But it's not as big of a primary as we often see. And plus, turnout will probably be pretty low because of just how it's the middle of summer. People are focused on other things. So we'll see what happens. But we'll, of course, be covering that on Tuesday night.
All right, very good, Tom. I'll let you go. I know you got all kinds of stuff to be doing the rest of the day today. So thanks for your time.
All right, thanks, Chris.
That is Tom Hauser with 5 Eyewitness News, talking about some of the nuances of what you're hearing out there on the campaign trail from Tim Walz and Kamala Harris. There's a little something that Tim Walz has mentioned over the last couple of days that I'm a little dusted up over, and I don't think it's necessary. I don't think it's necessary. So we'll get into that when we come back. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO.